This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word? No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars Millie Weaver, social media's hall monitor, Frank Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It's Friday, May 10th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. Then Owen Schroyer, obviously, with the War Room. Every morning before I go live, we have David Knight with the David Knight Show, the fabulous job he is doing as well. Yesterday, I said that I would cover this lengthy New York Times 24-page article written by the co-founder of Microsoft, of Facebook. And I never got to it because I wanted to reread it again last night before I gave you my informed take on it, because this really signals what the establishment is planning to do, not just with Facebook, but with the rest of big tech and the monopoly that's been set up over speech. And I can tell you it's not going to be good. It's going to be worse than it's already been, but they're going to sell their so-called solution to the problem as if it is pro-free speech. So I will get into that today. We have cleared the decks to have open phones throughout the broadcast. We have a ton of just over-the-top incredible news to break down. We have the hysteria over the National Baseball League and the Cubs and somebody making an okay sign and the person being banned for life from the stadium. And that clip where Millie Weaver is out and people are telling her just last week that she's using code word, you know, for racism. And the same thing happened this week to Caitlin Bennett, where she's at Kent State. And she's talking to someone, and they say, well, you deserve to be taken off the air because you're using coded racism. So, see, you shouldn't take somebody off the air because they're racist, period, because then they'll take everybody else's speech. And now we're learning that, where they just define everything as racist as the free speech collapses around us. Microsoft is coming out with its new Word program that watches you in real time, reports back on what you're typing, and won't let you type certain things. New app encourages Americans to report offensive speech. That's up on InfoWars.com. It's all happening. The communist Chinese social score is not just coming to America, but it's coming to the entire planet. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this broadcast. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are our auxiliary sites that are just as important as Infowars.com. There's more and more. It's being blacklisted everywhere, as you know. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake. Humanity is openly losing its soul in front of us. Most of the public behave and look like literal zombies now. Basic freedoms are seen as the enemy now. And communist China is now the model of the planet. Coca-Cola is coming out to celebrate Ramadan with a crescent moon. But, of course, they would never put a cross on the Coca-Colas for Christmas or for Easter. And big tech is removing any mention of Christian holidays from their calendars. Just thought I'd add that right up front for everybody to just break down the fact that the establishment is hopelessly anti-Christian in all of their operations. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today. If my voice sounds particularly deep, something's going on. I didn't have allergies till I was about 20, and they've progressively gotten worse over the years. I don't hardly ever get the flu or get a fever, maybe once every 3-4 years. I'm very healthy. But almost everyone I know for 5 months in Austin has had incredible allergies and gets incredibly sick from them. And I literally couldn't get out of bed this morning. It was so bad. My headache was so intense, and my wife came in and she said, you know, I take the pollen block that you guys sell. Why don't you take it? And I'm like, oh, of course, bring me some. 30 minutes later, 70% of the dizziness, the pounding sinus was gone. My sinuses opened up, and like a faucet, my nose started running, relieving all that incredible pressure that I could not get out with a handkerchief. But you know how it is, if you're a guy especially, I just don't even think about my own advice. I never even think about things that I'm saying myself. So I didn't mean to open the broadcast up with a plug right at the front. I really never do that for what funds our operation. But we do have that one-minute ad pulled in, don't we? So I'm going to play that here in just a moment since we're mentioning that. For Pollen Block that you hear running on the radio, because it really is amazing. It's quail eggs from France that they learned that the quail that ate a certain diet in the wild forest and woods, if you ate those eggs, then you would have a massive reduction in histamines. So, again, that's what is so exciting about the different systems that God's basically given us, that God's designed. And Pollen Block has 70-plus reviews. It's got a 4.7 stars. And Pollen Block is simply amazing. And you just crunch them up in your mouth. They don't taste good. They don't taste bad. They have kind of like an egg flavor. It's just little white capsules. You just chew those up, and scientists aren't even sure how it works. But for me, it works better than Claritin D or Zyrtec D, which works pretty well when I have allergies, except it makes me feel like I'm speeding and I've had 10 cups of coffee, and I'm a big jerk when I take it. So I don't take Zyrtec D. I don't take Claritin D. And I was getting ready to take one, and my wife's like, I'm going to go get some Zyrtec D, Claritin D, dig it out. Do you have it? She goes, look, honey, we don't take those. That's when we get in fights is when we both take those. The only time we fight is when we take those together. She has allergies, too. That's the only time we ever have arguments. We're like, oh, why are we arguing? Oh, we took Zyrtec D or Claritin D. She's like, here, take this. And so I took the pollen block. 35 minutes later, starts draining, pressure goes away, and now about 90% better than I was 3-4 hours ago. I was going to call and cancel coming in, something I never do for sickness. But again, it was all because I thought to take the pollen block. Also did the neti pot with the distilled water. You call it the neti pot. I use the modern ones that are little squishy deals. But that's all a side issue. The point is pollen block is available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. And here is the one-minute ad that basically breaks it down.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Man, I tell you. What a world, what a world, what a world. Out here on this planet, what do you think is going to happen to all of us as the soul fades from humanity right in front of us? It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. Just the way it is, though. Just the way it is. Huh. All right. Well, that's a good start to the broadcast today. We have got an incredible amount of news and information to go over here, to say it lightly. And I'm going to do my very best job to cover it all today for you. Let's do it. We have old Hillary Clinton stomping around on the campaign trail, attacking the First Amendment. Attacking yours truly, attacking reality, and we've caught her in some new spectacular foot-in-the-mouth moments, so that's coming up. As I mentioned, you've got this Cubs situation with the okay sign. We're going to be going over all of that coming up, and just how the system is moving on to attacking other words. Now the system is moving on to attacking language itself and how that's really the plan to complete the destruction of humanity's cognitive communication skills and the conversion of the universities into systems of higher learning and education and free thought to systems of destruction of words, which was the Fabian socialist model in England and has been the model and is now being deployed against free humanity. Again, this is a premeditated plan. The televisions, the smartphones, all of it were rolled out with exact flicker rates to manipulate your dopamine, to destroy attention spans, and to destroy memory. And then once they give you all these false memories through the TVs and the smartphones, you can't differentiate real memories from false memories. And then they're able to start programming the subconscious to flip switches to make you turn your life force off, your will to live, your will to survive, and your focus. And so the average person out there is in a hypnotic state and is being maneuvered into a neurological collapse. We are the most drugged, most dumbed down population in world history. The United States leads the pack worldwide of that. We are entertained to death. We live in fantasy land. And I don't say all of this to be negative. I say it so that we can recognize what's going on, recognize what's happening, and hopefully turn around and fix it in some capacity. So I'm going to officially start the show when we come back. I'm going to not see the last 15 minutes of the broadcast. And when we come back, I'm going to start the broadcast, and I'm going to do the best job I can to lay out what we're dealing with and how we turn the tide against us. And I also intend to open the phones up throughout the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. Bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
China did not have running water. You know, we're 90% of the nation just 40, 50 years ago. But now, they have more industry, more technology, more science than we do. Because our government was against our country via the Council on Foreign Relations Board and set up systems to make the new century the Chinese century. And we're in that new century, 19 years into it, and Trump is not playing ball with them so far. And so the big trade war has kicked into high gear. China vows to retaliate after U.S. hikes tariffs. We're going to be talking more about this coming up later in the hour. Also, Ann Coulter says the surge of illegals under Trump is worse than any year under Obama. She says, that's 3D chess, baby. Well, yeah, the Democrats under Obama started breaking the border and telling folks, come on up here to overwhelm the system so the courts and the detention centers would collapse. And then now we're in the middle of the UN invasion, just like Europe has been under for 10 years. And then she blames Trump. That Congress and the people haven't acted properly. The president's been trying to get the legislation. He tried to get $12 billion. He got $1.3 billion to deal with extra border security. Now, he should declare a real emergency, not just the police emergency he declared, but a full emergency as commander-in-chief. He could do that. He hasn't. But for Ann Coulter to continue to say that it's Trump doing it is not fair. I get it, though. You put pressure on Trump, he acts. And so I guess at the end of the day, he hasn't declared the true emergency. This is an emergency. Diseases are pouring in, you name it. So I guess, in a way, she is right. Those are some of the topics I want to discuss with listeners here today. And we're going to have open phones in the second and in the third hour of the broadcast today. In fact, I'll probably start getting to your calls in the last segment of this hour. So the toll-free number to join us on air is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And again, first-time callers or callers that have called in but been on hold, haven't gotten on air, that counts you as a first-time caller, 877-789-ALEX. We've been having some really great callers as of late. And so the first 20 calls or so that get in are first-time callers. After that, other folks are welcome. We'd love to hear from you, but I don't want to make you sit on hold. You know, I've been getting better about taking 20 calls when I take calls, instead of maybe 10 calls, but it still takes a couple hours to get to you. So we're going to try to move through those as quickly as possible. I'm doing a little bit better job, but obviously not the best job I could do. So I look forward to speaking to you on any of these issues, on any of these topics that you'd like to discuss, the censorship taking place. All the rest of it, 877-789-2539 is the toll-free number to join us. I wanted to play a Mark Dice report instead of just playing Comey in his town hall last night, because I think Mark does the best job breaking it all down. But Comey really has a lot of nerve. Former FBI director, disgraced, lied to Congress, perjured himself, a big leaker. He has a lot to show. He's in a serious crisis. Instead, he just doubles down and says that Trump can be indicted once he leaves office. Here's the report.
On Thursday, CNN held one of their famous town hall events to commemorate the 2-year anniversary of President Trump firing James Comey.
And welcome back to our 360 town hall with former FBI Director James Comey. He's also the author of a book, A Higher Loyalty, which is now out in paperback with a whole brand new forward. We've been getting questions from our audience. We'll go back to the audience in just a second. I want to ask you...
Oh, Jim, you poor thing. It's been 2 years to the day since Donald Trump fired you. Are you doing okay?
I was numb because I didn't expect to be fired. I was actually in a room about this size talking to custodial staff employees about the importance of the FBI's mission. So it still feels a little bit numbing, frankly. And like it happened yesterday.
Oh, you poor guy, how are you going to survive with your full government pension of 6 figures for the rest of your life and the millions of dollars you made off of your dumb book? Since the Democrat Party is a complete joke, it makes perfect sense that a parody website of Joe Biden's 2020 campaign is ranked higher on Google than his official campaign website. CNBC reports that the parody website with embarrassing photos of Joe, sniffing women's hair, is outranking his official campaign page on Google. I'm sure that Google will change this soon, but right now, if you just type in Joe Biden into the search, the top search results are his Wikipedia page, his Twitter account, his Facebook page, CNBC, some other pages. And then right there, Joe Biden for President 2020. Uncle Joe is back and ready to take a hands-on approach to America's problems. At the bottom of the page, Google often includes a little box of similar searches. And take a look at what the similar searches are to Joe Biden. It says people also ask, has Joe Biden ever run for president? That's the number one connected result. Did Joe Biden die? It's number two. Many Democrats are thrilled that Joe Biden has decided to re-enter the presidential race, and he's number one in all of the polls. But not all of them are happy about it.
It's something to see all three at the top of the polls being led by three white men, though. I have to say it... I am concerned that as someone who worked for a woman candidate last time, that there's something that about the sort of biases we still hold about leadership and what that looks like that makes us gravitate towards men and even white men, and that there's something about.
Somebody should tell the Democrats that the core of Martin Luther King's message was to not judge people based on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. That means even if they're white, you lunatics. In other news, Elizabeth Warren's campaign is not doing so well. In fact, she's polling in third place in her own state. And that's why she's taking desperate measures, like offering the kids free college and just canceling all of their student loans. Oh, here she is doing another live stream from her kitchen, trying to connect with the young voters.
Hey, kids, I'll get to your questions here in just a second. Almost done. Yep, just one more. Just hold on 1 second here.
By the way, this is satire.
Almost ready for you.
We need to fact check this, see if this is real. Drinking beer, smelling a bong.
Okay, what's your questions?
Meanwhile, Cory Booker is polling even lower than Elizabeth Warren at just 3%, and I can't imagine why.
What do you say to somebody who says, yeah, I'm not crazy about Trump, but the economy has done so much better, and Republicans keep telling me the Democratic nominee is going to raise my taxes, and he is talking about raising taxes, so that might hurt the economy, that might hurt my bottom line. What's the counter-argument to that?
Look, I think that we live in a nation with far more patriotism than people are expressing. What I mean by that is what's not the best for their country.
Democrats won't mind paying more taxes because they're patriotic, he says. No, they're just stupid. Oh, look at this. James Comey's town hall is still going on an hour and 15 minutes later. CNN is like the more involved.
Folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We'll get into the OK sign hysteria and the end of free speech. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And candidate's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Global Friday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. So let's lay out the facts of political correctness, of microaggressions that colleges and corporations are teaching their employees to recognize. You see, when you don't have a bunch of KKK running around or real people saying the N-word, you've got to have folks like Jesse Smollett go out and stage it. And when they get caught, well, you've got to go ahead and cover up for him, because actually he's a hero who is out there turning everybody into victims and continuing the racial division that Hillary Clinton talks about in WikiLeaks, how it needs to be intensified so she can control all these, quote, dumb baristas. These are quotes. So she's in these professor talks with professors in email about how do we control the dumb baristas, how do we control the dumb blacks, how do we keep these predators under our control. And they say, you've got to intensify culture war. Men against women, women against men, gay against straight, black against white, Hispanic against black, on and on and on. And so you've got to create what you call dog whistles. If I don't want the IMF and World Bank running my life, I don't want the TPP unelected running my life, if I don't want all these big multinational agreements, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that was set up a decade before by Hillary. She brags that she helped write much of it. If I don't want to be ruled by multinational secretive boards based in Singapore, why, that's dog whistle for anti-Semitism. Nigel Farage comes on the show routinely, founder of UKIP, now the head of the Brexit party that's sweeping Europe. They've got London Guardian articles, Associated Press articles. Is he a white supremacist for coming on the white supremacist show, Alex Jones? Lies within lies within lies. And so you say, well, we'll just laugh at this. No, they'll take your bank account. They'll ban you from the baseball field for life. They will oppress you. So when they give you the false definition, they then, as tyrants, use that to then oppress and control you. Now, obviously, you know that. But they're going to have to be sued. They're going to have to be criminally charged because this is an organized racketeering operation by Hope Not Hate in the UK. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center group over there. The SPLC here and others. Where they are organizing and manipulating and knowingly lying about people to then create a banking and travel designation in the national security apparatus to literally deny you the ability to travel and live your life. Think about that. And that's in the news today. Kamala Harris was in Detroit 2 days ago. She said, right-wingism is racist. They need to be banned. They need to be arrested. And so you go to the universities and you see almost every person you talk to, black, white, old, young, male, female, saying, you don't deserve speech because you're a conservative or you support Trump. And they have hate in their eyes and they're glaring at you. But even the few that were for restricting free speech that were friendly in their demeanor still said outrageous things like, well, we have to report things we see online or on the campus or in general life if it's hurtful to somebody or if it's a dog whistle. Now, that's how you make selectively everything on earth selectively bannable. And you say the okay sign that everybody associates with, do you have enough oxygen in your tanks when you're diving? Yes. Or SWAT teams, everything good? Yes. It's the international okay symbol. Chefs for 100 years in France and Italy, you can see it on the cans of some tomato sauce. The chef will be going with the okay to their lips, which really means fabulous, delicioso. So these are normal human hand signs. Okay? They take it. Hillary comes out and calls it white supremacist. And then everyone makes a joke out of it on 4chan. And then suddenly all the followers that buy into all this really believe they've seen this. Then jokers start getting involved in it, and we're off to the races. So here's the headline. Total BS, MLB team bans fan for life after flashing white power hand sign. And on the news, they even blurted it out. Now, this all broke a few days ago. What's interesting now is it's reached a total hysteria. Ladies and gentlemen, I could show you 100 photos of Obama doing the OK sign. I can show you any politician or anybody in business or anybody in life doing the OK sign. It means OK. It means we're going to take care of it. It means things are going well. But even if the guy meant it as a white supremacist symbol, do we all get hysterical and now let every symbol out there be adopted and taken away from us? Is this what America's turned into? So here is a clip where 2 days ago at Kent State, you have a black student who just said he wants Caitlin to lose her speech, saying because it's a dog whistle, a secret code. And then see, they can then project onto that, oh, you meant bad by this. Here it is.
It is like, you know, that's pretty much, that's hate speech.
What is hate speech?
Hate speech is defined as, like, stuff like, you know, making, like, subtle dog whistles and, like, you know, remarks that on the surface aren't seen as hateful, but really are.
Like if you walk into a room and say, hey, you guys, dinner's ready. I'm not a guy, I'm a woman. That's taught at universities as hate, so you get to get upset about it. Now, here's a 7-Up ad from the 70s where you got a black guy talking about how great 7-Up is and making the okay sign. Because this means it's good, like thumbs up. Here it is.
There's something very special about the taste of 7-Up that's unlike any other soft drink. Maybe because 7-Up has no artificial flavor and no artificial color. Never had it, never will. And no caffeine. Never had it, never will. Whatever it is that makes 7-Up so refreshingly different than other soft drinks, never had it. Never will.
So, he's being authoritarian in a good way. He's being authoritative. He's saying, with his index finger, does not have any bad stuff in it. He's saying, never had it, never will. And he's saying, it's really good, making the okay sign. That's called communication 101. I just was authoritative. If you're a TV viewer. Now let's go to the hysteria over Cubs and somebody making the okay sign. Here it is.
The Cubs had a big win over Miami to put them in first place in the NL Central.
But now the Cubs are apologizing for something that happened in the stands. CBS News' Audrina Bigas is live outside Wrigley Field. Audrina, apparently a fan made an offensive gesture of some type.
They did. Good morning, Mike and Aaron. The Cubs are taking this very seriously. They're calling this gesture ignorant and repulsive. Now, here is what they're talking about.
Wait, pause. She was just making the symbol herself. Because you do it. Oh, my gosh, continue.
Doug Glanville was giving an update. Now, the fan behind him made the gesture that we've blurred out because it's just not appropriate and really offensive. It's a hand symbol often used by white supremacists. The Cubs say they are investigating this.
We're actively trying to find out the circumstances of how this person got into those seats and who they are, and that's important.
Oh, yeah.
As we suggested in our statement last night, this type of behavior is reprehensible, it's ignorant, and it's not welcome at our ballpark.
This morning, the Cubs are also saying that any fan or really anyone in the ballpark who does something like this will not only be removed, but they'll be permanently banned from Wrigley Field.
And by the way,
we're live in Wrigleyville. Afternoon.
They hunted this guy down. He's been banned for life. So you see how that works. It's just Jesse Smollett, the city of Smollett. They just made this up. They just found somebody. People are flipping each other off. They're cussing. Who cares? Somebody makes the sign. They obsess over it in a big pity party. Ban him. It's another Jesse Smollett hoax. This time brought to you by the Cubs and his local TV stations. What a bunch of despicable race-baiting scum.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got loaded phone lines. Your calls are coming up at the start of the next hour. Next segment, we've got some incredible new footage of Hillary yesterday. And outrageously unself-aware statements by her. That's next segment, and we've got her dead to rights. She says, they lie about me and say that I've killed people. Well, you've not only killed people, lady, you've bragged about it. But first, let me just finish up what I was covering earlier. Barack Obama has been caught flashing a white supremacist hand sign hundreds of times, and he needs to be banned immediately from any Cubs games in Chicago, which he's reported to go to. That's right. You've heard that the man a few days ago that flashed the OK sign, that is the international symbol of OK, in hand signing. Well, 4chan did a joke a few years ago to troll Hillary and said it was a white supremacist symbol when Trump was doing it. And it's a known sales tactic to say everything's, you know, premium, everything's A-OK, everything's complete, we're, you know, dinner's ready, you know, there's plenty of oxygen in our tanks. You know, the car's gassed up. It's hand sign, meaning everything's okay. We're done. If you place it to your mouth and go, that means in French, it's delicious. It's good. So you're a chef way across the kitchen, and is the sauce ready? It's done. It's done. But all of that turns into something evil and something bad. And this is mass mental illness. I see it all over the internet, though, not just that it's racist if you do it, but that it's a 666 sign. My whole life, I've used the okay sign because I saw people use it. Yeah, we're done. Hey, come on out of the house. You know, we're ready to go. How's the food taste? It's great. But it's projected by schizophrenics online. That when I do this, it's a 666 sign, whatever that means. I guess you could say three fingers and then the zero means a six. I mean, that's just crazy. That's insane. You could argue that stars on the flag are pentagrams. It's intention that God looks at. The occult has taken on every symbol and made it their own. And that's really what the globalists are doing. You know, we're putting out a new shirt based on a NASA design. I believe in pro-human space exploration. It's our own design, but similar to NASA's. And it's got a red, white, and blue, and yellow rainbow on it. And some people ask me, they said, why are you wearing a shirt with a rainbow? Well, A, it's not a classic My Little Pony rainbow where it's got all the colors. It's NASA, meaning the colors of the atmosphere, meaning that the space shuttle is going out of the atmosphere and the atmosphere actually has tinted colors to it as you go through it. That's what it means. But see, I'm not putting it out as some coded message that, you know, I'm going to go to the bathhouse today and have sex with five dudes. It's a NASA patch that's really cool. Everybody likes it. We've changed it. We're putting a shirt out that says Space Force with it. So it's the intent. You know, Washington said what the flag symbolized. The blue symbolizes God in the heavens. You will know God and his work by the work of his firmament. You pull those Bible verses. The blue is the sky. The blue is space and God. The stars are the colonies. The red is the blood sacrificed by the people to found the nation. And the white is the purity, but also the bandages of war. That's the red, white, and blue, ladies and gentlemen, not some satanic crap. You know, sometimes we've had articles about humanity's waking up, we're winning, and we'll have an image of the sun rising. Well, the Bible's got lots of passages about never fear. You know, the sun's going to rise in the morning. The light always comes back. But, oh, the occult sometimes uses the sun rising symbol, so you better not use it. This is mental illness. And so I'm a very expressive person. Everybody knows that. And I know our general audience gets this, but I wanted to be fair and not just bash leftists. I wanted to really get into this and explain that letting people manipulate you through symbols is not good. Folks should go off of, what does someone produce? Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits, not by the so-called symbol. Now, granted, an upside-down star, a Baphomet, is purely used by Satanists, invented by them. It's bad. The star is the sign of a human, the head, the arms, the legs. You invert that, it's an upside-down crucifixion of the human. It's an inversion. So there are symbols that were invented by evil, used by evil, for evil purposes. But almost every other symbol is subjective entirely. And I know our general audience knows this, but just think about this. We have dozens and dozens and dozens of videos. We got hundreds of them. I mean, probably thousands of every Democrat under the sun doing the okay sign. Because people have been using this for thousands of years. No one's even sure exactly where it came from. It just means everything is good. Everything is handled. Everything is taken care of. And yeah, you get into, I guess, Eastern mysticism and the Hindus or something. And I guess in meditation people do that. Because when you touch forefinger and thumb, it's been known that it's some type of electrical charge takes place, and it's a connection, it's a calming thing. Anybody knows that if you've done it, if you touch your forefinger and your thumb together, it's very relaxing. So I do it a lot because I like it. Not because it's 666, not because it means hail the KKK or any stupid crap like that, but because it's a universal symbol like thumbs up or any of that. And again, I know our audience understands that. But the fact that it's one of the top stories in the country, that, oh my gosh, the panic that a white supremacist symbol got made, and they are defaming this poor guy that they threw out and took away his ability to go to the baseball game. He's banned, quote, for life. Gosh, you commit murder, you're only, you know, in jail for 20 years or whatever. But, oh, you're not politically correct. You're banned from Twitter for life. You're banned from Facebook for life. You're banned from the Cubs stadium for life. Imagine the message they're sending. Imagine what they're saying. They're saying what you say is more important than even what you do. That's the opposite of what God says. God says what you do is more important than what you say. Because what you do is the proof of the pudding. It's the fruit of the tree. So it comes down to that, and it's just astounding that everyone knows that everybody basically uses the okay sign. And the fact that they think they can sell this and have a hysteria all over the country about somebody making a sign, even if it was a bad sign, why do you give it attention? Why do you worship? Why do you empower it? Why do you make it a big deal? Because they want to make us superstitious of knowledge and symbols, and they want to turn us against each other and fight, and they create this illusion that there's this giant racism going on. When I bet $1,000 that guy's probably a listener, he should email show tips, prove it's him. Most guests we get on end up being listeners. And I bet he did it as an act of pro-Trump, as a sign of rebellion. Because once Hillary said it was a white supremacist symbol, being chumped, being trolled by 4chan, as a joke, then Trump supporters started doing it as a sign of support for the president. Especially minority supporters of the president, because they get how ridiculous it is. So almost every time I'm posing for a photograph with a black or Hispanic person or family, they start flashing that and laughing because they get how ridiculous it is. It's ridiculous. You know, I've done this symbol before on TV, and people that hate me who are deceptive take it out of context. I love God. I hate the devil. I've done the symbol of the devil on air, and people then say, oh my gosh, he's a devil. No, I'm showing the symbol. They can also be hook'em horns. Again, it's what's the use of it? That's a longhorn. That, you could say, is Satanism, but that only got popularized in the 70s and 80s by Rodney James Dio and others. Before, this was the symbol of stopping a hex, or if you saw the devil or you saw evil, you did the sign of the devil at it to block it, because that's the sign of the devil, and that stopped it. So before, in Italy and areas of Eastern Europe, for thousands of years, you can go back in the history books, this sign was to ward off evil. It was a symbol of get away, devil. Here's your symbol. You're bound by it. So again, people need to learn some real history and understand that the enemy wants you to be superstitious of knowledge, superstitious of evil, superstitious of good, superstitious of information, superstitious of anything, because they can project whatever name they want on it at any time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.